This discovery had given paleontologists an opportunity to look inside the skull of this rare dinosaur. Dr. Lawrence Whitmer of Ohio University leads one of the most technologically advanced dinosaur research labs in the world. He's able to dig deeper into the stories of the bones and brain cavity than ever before. CT scanning has opened a new door into dinosaur behavior.
CT scanning is a medical technology that allows us to look inside an object. But we can use that same technology on dinosaurs to look inside their skulls, to see through the rock, to see how these animals are built. We can look at the bony brain cavity in CT scan, and from that, extract what the form of the brain was like, as well as all of the tissues that are surrounding that.
CT scanning of the skull of Majungatholus gave clues into every aspect of this predator. Its senses of vision, hearing, balance, and agility. By comparing the size and shape of the brain and inner ear canals to those of modern birds and reptiles, scientists have developed real insight into the behavior of Majungatholus, how it lived, and how it could have thought. At first glance, the skull reveals obvious detail. The exterior was covered in a thick, rough texture, ending in a 3-inch thick horn that jutted from the top of the skull.
What makes this male Majungatholus look so odd are the bumps and strange horns and spikes that stuck out all over its skull. These are actually designed to show rivals that this male is a mature adult. They're also designed to attract a mate. These odd horns and spikes were probably brightly colored. These are makeup. It's the signal that screams to the ladies, check me out.
One of the interesting things about the horn of Majungatholus is that it is very rough and the bone is very sort of cauliflower-like and bumpy. And in fact, that bumpiness actually pertains to most of the skull.
The texture was another clue. The male's head was not merely an ornament. It was a weapon that could be wielded against both rival and prey.
One of the things that we think is going on with the bumpy skin of Majungatholus is that it relates to combat. They're potentially actually interacting in a very direct physical way, head-to-head or head-to-flank kind of combat. It's a very unusual kind of thing, the kinds of structures that we don't really see in animals like ceratosaurs, where the horns we see are almost delicate kind of structures. So what we see with Majungatholus is a kind of structure that was built for combat.
When you look at the design of the skull of Majungatholus, you can compare that to modern-day bighorn sheep. It's very heavily built and perfectly designed to take a heavy beating.